We now move on to the second section of this three-part play, and God is now going to talk to Abraham.
Abraham, my servant, I say to thee, thy help and succour will I be, for thy good deed much pleaseth me. I tell thee wittily.
Lord, one thing that thou wilt see that I pray after with heart free, grant me, Lord, through thy paucity, some fruit of my body. I have no child, foul nay fair, save my nurry, to be my hair that makes me greatly to appear. On me, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, and this is a slightly awkward moment, because his nurry is technically a slightly illegitimate child, which isn't with his wife. So he, however, would like to have a legitimate heir. Continue, God.
My friend Abraham, leave thou me thy nurry. Thine hence shall not be, but one son I shall send thee, begotten of thy body. Abraham, do as I thee say. Look up and tell me, if thou may, stars standing on the stray that impossible were. No more shalt thou, for no need, number of thy body the seed that thou shalt have withouten deed. Thou art to me so dear. Therefore, Abraham, servant free, look that thou be true to me, and forward here I will make with thee thy seed to multiply. So much more further shalt thou be, kings of thy seed men shall see, and one child of great degree all mankind shall forby. I will that from henceforth alway each knave's child one the eighth day be circumcised, as I say, and thou thyself full soon.
The circumcision element here, all I can really say is, ouch.
And who circumcised nay is, forsaken shall be with me, Iwiz. For inobedient that man is, therefore look that this be done.
Lord, already in good fay, blessed be thou ever and aye, for that men vere no may thy folk from other men. Circumcised they shall be all, anon for aught that may befall. I thank thee, Lord, thy own thrall, kneeling on my knee.
Lordings all, takes intent, what betokens this commandment? It was something, sometime a sacrament, in the old law truly ta'en, as followeth now verament, as was this in the Old Testament. But when Christ died, away it went, and baptism then began. Also, God behates here, to Abraham, his servant dear, so much seed that in no manner numbered it may be. And one seed, mankind to forby, that was Christ Jesus, wittily. For of his kind was Our Lady, and so also was he.
And so thus ends this second little sectionette, where Abraham now will have a child. We're now moving into the meat of the play, which is the Abraham and Isaac play. And if I could ask Peter...
Abraham, my servant, Abraham.
Lo, Lord, already here I am.
Take Isaac, thy son by name, that thou lovest best of all, and in sacrifice offer him to me upon that hill beside thee. Abraham, I will that it so be, for aught that may befall.
My Lord, to thee is my intent ever to be obedient. That son that thou to me hast sent, offer will I to thee, and fulfill thy commandment with hearty will, as I am kent. High Lord, God omnipotent, thy bidding done shall be. My meanie and my childer, each one lengths at home, both all and one, safe Isaac shall with me gone to a hill here beside.
And he turns to Isaac.
Make thee ready, my darling, for we must do a little thing. This wood upon thy back thou bring, we must not long abide. A sword and fire I will take, for sacrifice I must make. God's bidding will I not forsake, but obedient be.
So he says to Isaac, we're going to make a sacrifice, you know, get all the things. So, and Isaac, of course, being nice and innocent and lovely, will of course carry all the implements of his own destruction.
Father, I all ready to do your bidding meekly to bear this wood full bound of eye, as you command me.
Oh, Isaac, Isaac, my darling dear, my blessing now I give thee here. Take up this faggot with good cheer, and on thy back it bring, and fire with me I will take.
Your bidding I will not forsake. Father, I will never slake to fulfil your bidding.
Now, Isaac, son, go we our way to yonder mountain, if that we may.
And here there is an indication they go to the place to do sacrifice. Now, where precisely that would have been in terms of stagecraft, we do not know, but presumably some other place and some journey was made.
My dear father, I will essay to follow you full fain.
Oh, my heart will break in three to hear thy words, I have pity. As thou wilt, lords, so must it be, to thee I will be bane. Lay down thy faggot, mine own son.
Already, father. Lo, it is here. But why make you so heavy cheer? Are you anything adread? Father, if it be your will, where is the beast that we shall kill?
There is none, son, upon this hill that I see here in this steed.
Father, I am full sore afraid to see you bear this drawn sword. I hope for all Middle Yord you will not slay your child.
And Tolkien fans everywhere will be delighted to know that frequently Earth is referenced to as Middle Earth, or Middle Yord in this context.
Dread thee not, my child. I read our Lord will send of his Godhead some manner of beast into this stead, either tame or wild.
Father, tell me, or I go, whether I shall have harm or no.
Oh, dear God, that me is woe, thou bursts my heart in sunder.
Father, tell me of this case, why you your sword drawn has, and bear it naked in this place, thereof I have great wonder.
Isaac, son, peace! I pray thee thou breaks my heart even in three.
I pray you, father, lean nothing from me, but tell me what you think.
Oh, Isaac, Isaac, I must thee kill.
Alas, father, is that your will, your own child for to spill upon this hill's brink? If I have trespassed in any degree with a yard, you may beat me. Put up your sword if your will be, for I am but a child.
Oh, my son, I am sorry to do to thee this great annoy. God's commandment do must I, his works are a full mild.
Would God my mother were here with me. She would kneel upon her knee, praying you, father, if it might be for to save my life.
Oh, comely creature, but I thee kill. I grieve my God, and that full ill. I may not work against his will, but ever obedient be. O Isaac, son, to thee I say, God has commanded me this today's sacrifice. This is no nay to make of thy body.
Is it God's will I shall be slain?
Yea, son, it is not for to lain. To his bidding I will be bane, ever to his pleasing. But that I do this doleful deed, my lord will not quite me my meed.
Marry, father, God forbid, but you do your offering. Father, at home, your son you shall find, that you must love by course of kind. Be I once out of your mind, your sorrow may soon cease, but you must do God's bidding. Father, tell my mother for nothing.
For sorrow I may my hands wring, thy mother I cannot please. O Isaac, blessed mot thou be, almost my wit I lose for thee. The blood of thy body so free, I am full loath to shed.
Father,